This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All.
It is safe to say that there is just one thing left to do with my bracket.
What are you doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, was that the men's bracket there?
No, that was my women's bracket.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I mean, you could basically say the same thing about my men's bracket, but at least my final is good, and three of my four Final Four teams are still in it.
Yeah, my women's bracket is pretty much donezo because...
Your national champion was the Maryland Terrapins.
Yeah, the Maryland Lady Terps were going to be your 2016 NCAA women's basketball champions, but... sad to say, that will not be the case this year since they were outed in the second round there. And as far as the men go, well, you and me have picked them in the Sweet 16. And surprisingly, we both agreed they would be facing one Kansas Jayhawks team, number one seed out of that region there. So, yeah, my bracket is somewhat still alive. I actually still have Villanova still in it, though.
But. Same here. But they're going to get bounced by Kansas as well.
Yeah.
I have them getting bounced in the Elite Eight.
I have them beating Kansas, but then again, hey, what do I know, right? I'm not a bracketologist.
Yeah, so my Final Four stands as Kansas, Oregon, Xavier. Sorry, Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
Sorry, Xavier Woods.
Yeah, and Gonzaga. And Gonzaga is actually still in it. And then my final is Gonzaga and Kansas. So let's see how that stands up. So my bracket is still somewhat alive. But yeah, my women's is completely shot since I had Maryland women and then in the finals as well. So that was the bracket that I ripped up. My men's bracket, though, is still sitting on my lap as we speak, but soon.
Yep, soon. But in the meantime, let's talk about the end of the 2015-16 season for your undisputed Big Ten champion Maryland women's basketball team. Let's start off with the first round matchup as they took on 15-seeded Iona. And both of the games that the Maryland women's team played in this national tournament, Ray, were both at College Park, so they had a home field advantage for these games. So let's look at the first one against Iona, where they won 74-58, which was surprising because it just seemed like Maryland was off their game a little bit there.
This could be a sign of things to come.
Yep, and when you look at some of their statistics there, their offensive rebounding a little bit better, but as far as the turnovers go, you had well close to 15 turnovers in this game by the Maryland women's basketball team. Needless to say, they still won 74-58. Shatori Walker-Kimbrough had a solid game, of course. She was 4-for-9 from the floor, 1-for-1 from the three-point line, 10-for-10, perfect 10-for-10 from the free throws. 19 points, she had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Let's see who else here. Brene Mosley also had 15 points. She also had 3 assists, 2 steals, and 1 rebound. Kristen Confroy was pretty much your top rebounder there, along with Brianna Jones. Brianna Jones had 11 rebounds. Confroy had 9. So, of course, Maryland wins that game 74-58, and they go into the second round game thinking, oh, well, you know, they're going to be taking on 7-seed Washington. Yeah, they had a sloppy game, but maybe, just maybe, they could show up against this team.
That would not be the case, as this was the game of doom for the Maryland Terrapin women, as they were bounced by the 1 Washington Huskies. And that game, it was sad to see.
Yep, and you know what Maryland's favorite fruit won't be come next year? Plum. In this case, Kelsey Plum, who scored 32 points on the Maryland defense in that game. 32 points. She also had 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and also had 2 steals against Maryland as well. And if I had to tally up the turnovers in this game here, let's see, 5, 10, 12, 13, 15 turnovers, Ray, by the Maryland women's basketball team.
Hey, same as the last game.
On their home court right there.
Home court, 15 turnovers, and you give up 32 points to a star player. That is not going to get it done for the Maryland Terrapin women. They are now watching the rest of the tournament from home, and it is actually the first time that they have not been in the Sweet 16 since, what, 2011?
Pretty close to that, yeah. Yeah, it's been quite a bit. I know Brenda Fries has been adamant on having Maryland at least reach the Elite Eight in the women's basketball tournaments. But
you see, with women's basketball, it's kind of like, you know, Ravens fans expect the Ravens expect to be in the playoffs, and when the
at least the AFC divisional game.
Yes, so when the Maryland Terrapin women don't actually get into at least the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, everyone is like questioning it and just wondering what's going on here. Is that there's something up? There's something afoul in College Park.
Yeah. Also, looking at one big number here, 10 for 28 from the 3-point line. That was an unnecessary number there by the Maryland women's team. They did not need to take that. When you're taking 28 3-point shots and only make 10, that's pretty much going to damn you right there the rest of the way there.
Can I say that there's a Big Ten curse going on right now in the NCAA tournament for both the men and the women's side? Because here you had the outright undisputed Big Ten champions in the Maryland Terrapin women. And then on the men's side, it was the Michigan State Spartans. They got bounced pretty early by Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah, it was.
You might as well have lost to DeVry University.
I would have rather lost to Stephen F. Austin. At least that's a much more cooler sounding college name.
And what stinks is that they eventually got bounced. So I was like, oh, come on now. They get bounced from the tournament. Stephen F. Austin. They could have been this year's George Mason.
All right. Let's do a little recap here on the Maryland women's season so far. Give me your good and your bad with the team so far.
Well, the good is always Shatoria Walker-Kimbrough.
Oh, of course.
Every time we have to mention everything like that. And
double-digit scoring, double-digit rebounds. Yeah.
They had synergy as a team throughout most of the season and even in the Big Ten tournament, but just couldn't finish the deal, so that's your con. So the pro is very, very impressive, very flashy team going down the stretch, and then all of a sudden towards the end, couldn't really put an exclamation point on the season, and they're bounced early. That's pretty much your season synopsis for the Maryland Terrapin women.
So pretty much be more finesse against the tougher teams and be more aggressive against the teams that you should beat by double digits.
Yeah, because to tell you the truth, parity is not something that exists in women's college basketball to a certain extent. I mean, you're looking at the men's bracket. We're getting to that in a second, but you look at the men's bracket, parity is all over the place there, and yet on the women's side, it's usually always the same teams that end up going to the finals and the Final Four and then eventually winning it all. And this year you were expecting Maryland to go a little bit deep in there, and they did not. You can honestly say that the way they finished the tournament out, it's quite a disappointment.
Yep. And speaking of parity and speaking of the men's tournament, we move on to the Maryland men's basketball team, where they were the number 5 seed going up against the number 12 seed South Dakota State Jackrabbits in the first round of the South region.
And you kind of had an ill feeling about this game based off of how everything else was going on.
Tortoise and the hare? Is that what you were going to go to?
There was that, but that's a good thing for the Terps because the tortoise won. The tortoise beat the hare.
Yeah.
And that was the ironic fashion is that the tortoise upset the hare because the hare got cocky.
Yeah.
So now you see it to where everybody else was getting bounced. Middle Tennessee State taking out Michigan State, and some of the other teams that were in that first round just absolute upsets that were going on. Bye-bye, Xavier. And you're looking at this game with the Maryland Terrapins against the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. The Jackrabbits, I had a feeling they could have pulled the victory out there just because of the way the tournament was going all throughout. It just seems like the powerhouse colleges were kind of taking a step back and then got absolutely surprised by some of these teams. Did not happen with the Maryland Terrapin men, though. They were able to get the job done against the Jackrabbits.
Yep. Maryland winning 79-74 in the first round against South Dakota State. In the first half, Maryland outscoring South Dakota State 34-22. So you were thinking, oh, well, the tortoise is actually outpacing the hare there. And then by the second period, of course, the second half, South Dakota State outscoring Maryland 52-45. But needless to say, I don't honestly, Ray, I don't think Maryland would have won this game if it wasn't for one senior forward, Jake Lehman, who went 7-for-11 from the floor, 5-for-8 from the 3-point line, three rebounds total. Only one turnover by Jake Lehman, 27 points, a career high. This is probably the best game we'll ever see Jake Lehman play.
Of course it'll be the
remaining
best
days.
Yeah, it'll be the best game he plays because his remaining days are finite. He is going in the NBA draft. He might be like a fourth-round pick or something like that.
Lottery pick, yeah.
He could very well be a surprise steal for a team, whoever picks him up, because The guy games when it counts, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's got that leadership quality about him, and granted, there are going to be games where he's off, but the reason being is because he's surrounded by some flashy, talented players on the Maryland court. Other guys who had a solid game, Melo Trimble actually solid in this game, 5 for 10 from the floor, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. You could even say him and Jake Lehman, who were both a combined perfect 17 for 17 from the free throw line, 19 points for Trimble too. Maryland probably would have not won this game if it wasn't for those two players.
Nope. And then you're looking at who they were going to play. It was California and Hawaii, and Hawaii also made the upset against Cal. And
the Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah, so they move on to face the Maryland Terrapins, and you're thinking this game could be a little bit troublesome because you've got Gonzaga in the Midwest, you know, tearing it up right there, and then Xavier loses as well. You're really scared about this game, too, because this NCAA tournament has just been absolutely crazy. It's been one of the craziest ones I've seen in a long time, and that Middle Tennessee State game against Michigan State was, to me, one of the biggest upsets in the history of the tournament. And now you have Maryland going up against Hawaii. The script could be flipped.
Yeah, you could say it could be flipped because in the first half, Maryland only outscoring Hawaii 28-27, and here's the crazy thing about these NCAA tournaments. The people that are there in attendance, if you're not close to your region, more of the times you will be out west, they will cheer the heck out of the lower-seeded teams just to see them upset a higher-seeded team because, trust me, the crowd was sort of 75-25 Hawaii at that point, which is understandable. We all love to see an underdog come up.
I mean, who wouldn't want to root for the South Dakota State Jackrabbits?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the one team you really want to pull for, especially with Hawaii, but Hawaii will be okay because at the end of the day, they get to go to college in Hawaii.
That is very true. By the way, Maryland outscoring Hawaii by 1 point in the first half. In the second half, Ray, Maryland ran away 45-33 in the second half, totaling up to 73-60 score. Melo Trimble, solid game. Not so much from the floor, took a lot of shots, missed a lot of shots, but near perfect free throw-wise, 13 for 14, mustered up 24 points. Rashid Suleiman had 14 points as well, 8 for 9 from the free throw line. Let's see here. Jake Lehman, 10 points. Diamond Stone, 14 points. Diamond Stone, solid game from the floor, 6 for 8. Also had a block, had a couple rebounds. Robert Carter Jr. had 9 rebounds of his own right there. So when you have four starters who score in double digits, and not to mention a majority of the team there, majority of your starters have only missed, if I'm reading that right, Ray, 5 starters for this team, only 2 missed free throws. That is huge right there in the tournament. When you look at that number right there and you cut down the misses and free throws, you're going to win games in the tournament. And Maryland's going to have one heck of a game coming up this Thursday at 9:40 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS, of course, for those who don't know what channel the games are going to be on. Heck, we couldn't keep up with how many channels there were. You know, there were for the NCAA tournament. So, Maryland.
Don't forget that boss button, though, by the way, because you could be watching it on your computer at work, and then all of a sudden the guy comes up, you just hit the boss button, and it just shows some type of a spreadsheet or a flow chart or something else that, you know, could be deceiving to the eyes of the looker, the man.
How many channels were there? Like, what was it? TBS, TNT, True TV, anything that started with a T. And then CBS.
See, when I think of True TV, I think of Court TV because that was mainly what it used to be.
I think of that pawn shop show where
the one guy got arrested. Yeah. That guy.
That
yeah,
guy.
We'll think about that. Yeah. I think it was named after a walrus from Tennessee Tuxedo.
Something like that.
Chumley. Yes, I remember that now.
Okay, so let me ask you about this game. All right, so Maryland's taking on the number one, I guess the overall number one consensus team, the Kansas Jayhawks. Tell me this, Ray. Maryland beats Kansas if, fill in the blank.
Maryland beats Kansas if it lives up to the way this tournament has been, because now all of a sudden it's not out of the realms of possibility. Maryland beats Kansas if they don't beat themselves.
If Maryland wins against Kansas, because by the time the Elite Eight passes, we'll be doing our next episode of the Free For All, do they face Miami or Villanova?
I say they're going to be facing Nova.
And do you think this will be the end of their ride if that's the case?
Well, I had them ending their ride against Kansas, so you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, you're asking, I guess I'm the wrong person to ask too because I picked Kansas. But hey, What did Principal Skinner say when the children had no future?
Prove me wrong, kids. Prove me wrong.